Operation Chili for Children. How many years have we been doing this now?
This is the sixth.
I was going to say that, and I, you know what? I held my tongue. I got Kenneth Gross Lewis screwed up last hour. I went with, well, if I'm going to say one of them, and I'm not sure I'm going to go with the French pronunciation. So I got that wrong, and condolences to his family, and I'm very sorry that I got the – it's on a Monday morning. I just don't think of those things. Uh-huh. So here we are, the sixth Operation Chili for Children, and this is the first one I can remember off the top of my head because I've seen you all 6 years leading into these.
Yes.
Where we have chilly weather to go along with it. So this is going to be – on Friday when it just doesn't get over 50 degrees and you think, well, I'm cold, I'm hungry, I just want to get out of this, you have the solution to the problem.
Absolutely. We have homemade chili. I want people to understand that.
Yeah, this does not homemade. Come out of a box, a bag, or anything else. These are, well, tell us who makes the chili. The,
Natalie Garshaw and a number of other men and women from Kiwanis Club of Bloomington, as well as some of the board members and some of the visually impaired preschool services parents help us in the kitchen. And this year we're having some of the women from the American Legion Post 18 Auxiliary help
so
us in the
kitchen. So you've got your whole merry band of do-gooders getting together.
You
to
betcha.
Do
you
good.
Betcha.
Now, everybody brings their own recipe on this?
No. We've been tweaking the recipe every year.
Oh, good.
And it just keeps getting better and better. And not only is it homemade chili, and it's also homemade vegetarian chili.
That's right.
In addition to regular chili, we have homemade cornbread that everybody says, holy mackerel. And then we have homemade coleslaw. And then some kids wanted more, so we've added hot dogs and pizza, but those aren't homemade.
You have to have that for kids. That's right, because some kids will try chili or have a bite of it, but it's no fun when mom and dad are having a bowl, two or three, and there's nothing for them. So that's a great solution to it. So hot dogs and pizza for kids, just like you'd have on a Friday night anyhow. And if you're getting ready to go to North and South football on Friday night and sit out in the cold for 3 hours, well, this is a great way to support
You gotcha.
The local do-gooders. You can have an indoor tailgate with Alan. Now, where is everything?
Well, let me finish with the menu.
Oh, yeah. There's more food?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In addition, if you want to get cold, we also have snow cones. And then the women of Delta Gamma Sorority at IU, they're doing, again, this is, they've done it every year for 6 years. A bake sale.
Well, I got that part right. I do remember the bake sale. It seems like when Keith's here, the food talk, it sticks to me more than when I'm alone. So they're going to you're going to have baked goods available for purchase.
Right. And that's for your dessert. Now, that whole menu I told you about costs $6 for adults, $5 for students and veterans, and $4 for kids 12 and under.
Well, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, that's one heck of a family fantastic bargain.
$20 right. feed the family on a night.
And then in addition to that, kids 12 and under, thanks to Ivy Tech Community College, they're our Star Spangled Banner sponsor. There's a Ivy Tech free kids zone.
Oh, great.
So they get a free climbing wall, bouncing house, basketball hoop.
Instead of bouncing
they get
off
free,
their parents.
And free face painting and free balloons, free coloring books. And then also the Monroe County Sheriff's Office is going to be there, and they're going to have that kid's ID booth where you can have. Yeah, and that's free, too, if your kid is 12 or under. They'll set up a whole ID pouch, God forbid, in case you ever need it. And then also...
Is that the fingerprints and stuff and all that?
Mm-hmm, okay. Yeah, and the DNA sample and all that stuff. And then in addition to that, I've got to read this. It's the Monroe County Energy Challenge Mobile Lab will be there for you to tour. For free. It's like a bus.
Yeah, it's really cool. I've seen that at Touch a Truck and all that that good stuff.
In addition to that, one of the highlights of the evening
we're not going in here just to eat chili. That's the benefit of all this.
I'm going to lead right into that.
Well, this is a whole presentation of things going on.
Yeah. We're going to do Boy Scout Troop 148 Honor Guard is going to do the presentation of colors and the National Anthem, since we're at the National Guard Armory at 3380 South Walnut in Bloomington. And then Miss IU, Anaya Birdsong, is going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. And Miss Indiana, Haley Begay, is going to do the national anthem, and she is a phenomenal singer.
Wow. So and, you have Miss IU, who won, who wins the IU pageant.
Yes.
And then you have Miss Indiana. That's Miss Indiana going on to Miss America competition?
Yeah, yeah. She competed for Miss America in June, and she's also a student at IU.
Oh.
And, of course, Anaya is a student at IU,
well,
too.
Well, that's a requirement.
And they're going to do that. And then along with that, we'll have officers from Kiwanis, the Exchange Club of Northside Bloomington, American Legion Auxiliary, and the Monroe County Sheriff will participate in that presentation of colors. And that takes place at 6 o'clock, and the doors open for Operation Chili for Children at 4:30, and will wrap up at 7:30.
So it gives you a nice three-hour window. You can come right after school. Mm-hmm. You can come before the football game, as we mentioned.
Uh-huh.
Or if you want to come after the rush, and if you got something else to do, mm-hmm. that's a great way to do it. Alan Pease is our guest this morning. He's one of the do-gooders from the Kiwanis. I want to make sure I get your clubs right, because there's 100 Kiwanis clubs. The Kiwanis Club of Bloomington. You guys have only been around for, what, 92 years?
97.
Gee whiz.
97.
What are you going to do on the 100th birthday? I know we don't want to talk about that this morning, but are you already planning for that big celebration?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, you have to.
Keith Klein keeps, every time he sees me, he said,
"What are we going to do?"
He said, "Alan, you were at the original meeting."
You know how Keith knows that? He unlocked the door.
Yeah.
He let everybody in. That's how we know that. But Alan Pease and his group, for the sixth consecutive year, Operation Chili for Children. Now, tell me about how this started. We'll get into who it benefits here in a minute. And I told people last half hour, if we had to talk about all the programs that Kiwanis mm-hmm. serves, we'd have to do a three-hour program. We'd
right.
be here till Wednesday. That's a good problem to have. Mm-hmm. How did the Chili for Children start, and how did you get partnered up with the folks at the National Guard Armory?
Well, in 2011... Visually Impaired Preschool Services was founded by Rebecca Davis, and she came to Kiwanis, and we embraced her completely. This helps visually impaired and blind children from birth to age 3, for whom there are no services whatsoever in the state of Indiana for parents or children or their siblings.
Shocking.
And this organization now there are services.
Because of their do-gooderness.
Yes. And the legislature's now made the first appropriation in 2015. But this helps not only the parents of blind and visually impaired children, but their sighted siblings and grandparents. And the training is absolutely phenomenal. I mean, I participated in a couple of them, and it's just heart-wrenching, and it's wonderful to be able to observe the strides that these little infants and two-year-olds make after they work with these specialized registered nurses and go through the program, and the change in the siblings, the change in the parents, and how lives are improved phenomenally. So Kiwanis was trying to think of two things. We wanted to do something in the fall, and we wanted to help visually impaired preschool services. So David Garshaw came up with the idea of a chili supper, and we couldn't find a place to have it because everybody wanted $6,918 to use their facility. And so a number of the children being served by visually impaired preschool services in the first year were the children of National Guardsmen and women.
So the partnership came naturally.
Right. And Jenny Tracy was responsible for that. And we went and sat down with the National Guard Armory powers that be. And they said, yeah, let's do it here and we'll partner with you. And it first began with the Indiana National Guard Family Readiness Group, because many men and women were deployed from here at that time.
Right.
And that's not the case now, but they have continued with us.
Well, that's great that partnership continues, and hopefully... Right. That you've made a difference in it, because not only visually impaired preschool services, but you also support the American Legion Auxiliary Hoosier
right.
Girls State.
We added that each year. The first year it was just for visually impaired preschool services, and then we wanted to expand our mentorship of children, and
because that's your mission in general at Kiwanis.
Right, right. And then 2 years ago, we added. Assisting our Kiwanis youth programs, where we have from elementary school right up through IU, different programs for each school in Monroe County School Corporation and Richmond Bean Blossom, as well as IU. And so we added that, and then we decided to do a third and divide the funds that we raise every year three ways. And so last year, we chose the American Legion Auxiliary Hoosier Girls State. And we're doing that again this year because Hoosier Girls State needs the support. And
excellent.
That helps teenage girls assist delegates, teenage girl delegates to Hoosier Girls State. And that's the group again this year, the VIPS and Hoosier Girls State and
plus
Kiwanis
all 27,000 of your youth programs as well. So this is what your ticket money is going to go to. You're going to eat all the chili, vegetarian chili and cornbread you want. Your kids are going to have hot dogs and pizza. That's included in your price. $4 kids and under, $6 adults, $5 vets and students. Coming up this Friday, 4:30 to 7:30, it's the 6th annual Operation Chili for Children. And you've added another wrinkle this year with a silent auction. And you have some unbelievable packages.
Absolutely. Well, we've had a silent auction every year for the past 5 years. And this year we added a celebrity aspect. When Mary Wilson was in Bloomington at the Buskirk Chumley Theater, we contacted her and she graciously?
Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
Now, for folks that don't know who Mary Wilson is, this is an important part of the story.
Yeah, she's a Motown superstar. She was one of the original Supremes.
There you go.
And she had a best-selling book called Dream Girl, My Life as a Supreme. And she met with Miss IU, Anaya Birdsong, who is our official hostess for Operation Chili for Children, and with board members from Kiwanis Club of Bloomington, and took pictures and donated an autograph poster from her national tour, autograph program book, autograph glossy, and an autograph copy, hardback copy of the original first edition of Dream Girl, My Life as a Supreme.
So if you're a big Motown fan, you're getting
checking all the boxes here. Oh, yeah, you betcha. And we'll also have a picture of her presenting this stuff to Miss IU, Anaya Birdsong. And that's called the Mary Wilson Celebrity Package. And we have three celebrity packages. And the second one is the Frankenstein Celebrity Package.
Oh, you get to take home your own Frankenstein. That's a good idea.
And it's Christopher Ellis plays the creature in Cardinal Stage Company's production of Frankenstein. And their opening night is the same night as Operation Chili for Children. And he's been on Chicago PD, Chicago Fire, Empire, a whole bunch of TV stuff.
And he'll be
right
here in Bloomington.
Yeah, and he'll be right. And he and the entire cast of Frankenstein has autographed a poster, and we've had that beautifully framed, and that goes with a pair of tickets to Frankenstein, as well as a coupon for dinner for two at Coach's Restaurant, overnight stay at the Hilton Garden Inn, and I think it's also breakfast at the
Hilton.
Yeah,
night on the town.
That's the Frankenstein Celebrity Package. And you can also bid on the Hamill Knight Celebrity Package, where Bob Hamill.
Those are two very familiar names.
Yeah. The two Bobs. We were going to call it the Two Bobs Celebrity Package.
I kind of like that.
But Bob Hamill wrote Knight, My Story, which became a bestseller. Along with Bob Knight, and they've both autographed and donated this book to Kiwanis Club of Bloomington, and that will be packaged with a gift certificate for Aver's Gourmet Pizza's famous cream and crimson pizza.
Delightful. I'm hungry again.
Right. And so that's the Hamill Knight Celebrity Package.
Now, speaking of do-gooders, how long has Hamill been in Kiwanis? About as long as you have?
He's not an official member.
He's an honorary member. He's do-good in somewhere.
He feels very strongly about our mentoring youth and visually impaired preschool services.
Great.
And helps us time and time and time and time again.
So we have these three wonderful silent auction packages.
And a ton of other stuff. We also have a Star Wars package.
Oh, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
So if your kids are there, that's could make an early Christmas present. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good idea.
And the silent auction will conclude at Operation Chili for Children.
Yes, it's not one that goes online or anything
right,
else.
Right,
that
right.
You must be
in person.
You must be not present to win, but you must be present to participate.
Exactly.
So if not, send a proxy vote in a checkbook. Exactly. That's the way to do it. 4:30 this Friday night to 7:30. It's Operation Chili for Children. It's the 6th annual one. The Kiwanis Club of Bloomington puts this on with help from many others. Let's thank some sponsors too. I wouldn't be surprised if you did it all yourself, but I know you had some help.
Oh no, yeah, and a lot of help from the entire membership of Kiwanis Club, as well as Circle K at IU, Pageantry at IU, and the Indiana National Guard, Delta Gamma and Delta Theta Tau. And our Star Spangled sponsor this year, as I mentioned previously, was Ivy Tech Community College. Our white sponsors are the American Legion Post 18, Delta Theta Tau, the Herald Times. Our blue sponsors are the American Legion Auxiliary, CFC Properties, Inc., the Exchange Club of Bloomington Northside, the Monroe County Sheriff's Office, and Smile Promotions. And our friend sponsors are Academic Scholarly Books, Airtime Acoustics Consultants, Arlington Heights Veterinary Hospital, Cardinal Stage Company, Fresh Time Farmers Market, and Red Gold Tomatoes. And our fan sponsors are Aver's Gourmet Pizza, Chick-fil-A, and Under Pressure Massage.
Look at you. That's a list of heavy hitters. But I'm not surprised at all, because it's a great cause to support. It's coming up this Friday, 3380 South Walnut at the National Guard Armory. It's Operation Chili for Children, 4:30 to 7:30. Here's the guest list. $6 for adults, $5 for veterans and students, and kids 12 and under, $4.
Absolutely.
All you can eat chili, veggie chili, kids games, kids food, hot dogs and pizzas going on, snow cones.
Bake sale, I mean, silent auction.
And you guys don't forget the presentation. I'm surprised this isn't a weekend festival that takes up all 3 days.
Oh, please.
And what time are you going to present colors?
6 o'clock.
And you'll do that with the Boy Scout troop, and you'll have the Pledge of Allegiance and the rendering of the Star Spangled Banner as well. If people need to get tickets, Alan, that's very important. Do they show up? Number one, you're going to buy them at the door.
Yes.
So don't worry if you forgot to get them. This isn't, we're lucky it's not sold out yet, so everybody can make it. If I need to pick them up in advance, where is the easiest place to do so?
There isn't.
Call you?
Yes. You can call 812-336-7456, and we'll make arrangements for you.
And that's if you need them in advance. But the best way to do it is show up. There's plenty of parking at the National Guard Armory.
Yes, free parking.
Free, and there's plenty of it. You don't have to worry about feeding a meter or swiping cards. It's on the south side. Go past Royal and the gang down there. And before you get to the Kroger at South Rogers, you can't miss it. There's plenty of room to park. Buy your tickets at the door. That's the easiest way to do it. And you've been kind enough as well. We're going to give away 3 family packs as the week goes on.
Yes.
So thank you for that.
Yes.
So we'll have 2 adults and 2 kid tickets, and we'll give everybody a reminder as we go.
And we really need to thank the Indiana National Guard 2nd Battalion 150th Artillery.
That's our hometown team.
You betcha.
That's a team we can cheer for. We don't have to be Colts fans or Bears fans or Cub fans. We can all root for them.
Yeah, they bend over backwards for us. They set everything up for us on Friday, and we couldn't do it without them.
Exactly. So number one, bring your wallet.
Oh, yeah.
Number two, bring your appetite.
Oh, yeah.
They go hand in hand.
And bring your kids and your
bring
grandkids.
Bring your kids and grandkids and have fun. It's going to be a cool evening. So if you need an indoor event and to support a great cause, Alan and the gang at Kiwanis have all your boxes checked. Hey, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's do-gooder Alan Pease. He joins us annually for this program. That's the Operation Chili for Children this Friday, 4:30 to 7:30, right here in Bloomington.